And here is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday. It's the 14th of March, 2012. It was 70 years ago today, 1942, the first human life was saved with penicillin, an antibiotic discovered accidentally by Alexander Fleming, 1928. On this day in 1942 in New Haven, a 33-year-old nurse and mother named Ann Miller lay in the throes of a serious streptococcal infection, running a fever around 107 degrees. The family doctor, John Bumstead, had read the research on the experimental use of penicillin, and he found out that the Merck Pharmaceutical Labs in Rahway, New Jersey, had produced a small sample, which they shipped him, 5.5 grams, about a teaspoonful, which at the time represented half of all the penicillin available in the United States at that time. Ann Miller was slipping in and out of consciousness, was expected to live only a few more hours. Dr. Bumstead had the drug in his hands. He didn't know exactly how to dose or administer it. He gave the first injection at about 3:30 in the afternoon, and by the following morning, her temperature was back to normal. She lived for 57 more years, and her medical chart is on display at the Smithsonian Institution. It's the birthday of the playwright Horton Foote, Wharton, Texas, 1916, author of more than 60 plays and screenplays, including a series of 9 one-act plays called Orphan's Home Cycle, loosely based on his own father and other relatives. The play's protagonist, Horace Robideau, at the beginning of the first play, he is 12 years old. His father has just died. His alcoholic mother has remarried. Her new husband doesn't want Horace around, so the boy is, for all intents and purposes, an orphan. The cycle follows Horace's search for a home, his growing up, and his becoming a husband and father himself. It was on this day, 1939, John Steinbeck's The Grapes of Wrath was published, the story of the Joad family, migrants who left the Dust Bowl to find work on the farms of California. It sold nearly 500,000 copies in its first year. Steinbeck had written the book in 100 days. It's the birthday of Sylvia Beach, Baltimore, 1887, owner of the Shakespeare and Company bookstore in Paris, and the publisher of James Joyce's Ulysses in 1922. And it's the birthday of Albert Einstein, born in Ulm, Germany, 1879. He was homeschooled as a child, a disrespectful student when he went off to school. None of his instructors would give him the letters of recommendation he needed to get a good job, so his first job was as a technical assistant for the Swiss Patent Office in Bern. He enjoyed the work, and it gave him lots of free time to work out his own theories of physics. And since he was outside of the academic scientific community, he wasn't bothered about what other people thought. Here's a poem for today by Ann Porter, Looking at the Sky. I never will have time, I never will have time enough to say how beautiful it is, the way the moon floats in the air, as easily and lightly as a bird, although she is a world made all of stone. I never will have time enough to praise the way the stars hang glittering in the dark of steepest heaven, their dewy sparks, their brimming drops of light, so fresh, so clear, that when you look at them, it quenches thirst. Looking at the Sky by Ann Porter from An Altogether Different Language, published by Zoland Books and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, celebrating 100 years of discovering great poets and printing their verse. Back issues and subscriptions available at poetryfoundation.org. Edited by Noah Smith, written by Holly Vanderhaar. Be well, do good work, keep in touch.